Beginning with the first story, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has hailed Turkey's stance on unilateral U.S. sanctions on the Islamic Republic, saying that Washington will no longer be able to dictate its terms on regional countries.
The stances of Turkey and Mr. Erdogan in the face of the conspiracy of the U.S. sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran have been very good and decisive ones. And in fact, most of our neighboring countries, including Turkey, have explicitly announced to the Americans that the era of dictating policies by the United States on others has come to an end, and the United States, from thousands of miles or kilometers away, is unable to dictate its policies on the regional nations and governments.
Hassan Rouhani was speaking prior to his trip to Ankara at the invitation of his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said that efforts to increase bilateral annual trade from $10 billion to $30 billion will be top on the agenda of his discussions. Rouhani also highlighted the significance of a recent meeting between the foreign ministers of Iran, Turkey, and Russia over Syria. He stressed that such talks will help restore security and stability to the nation. The Iranian president noted that only Syrians have the right to determine the fate of their country. Joining me from London now is Said Mohsen Abbas, journalist and political commentator. Good to have you with us. Presidents of Iran and Turkey say that the era of U.S. dictating terms and imposing its will on other countries is over. Do you agree with them?
Well, it should be over. I mean, and the fact of the matter is that both, well, Russia, Iran, and Turkey are all victims of the U.S. economic terrorism. They've been placed under various degrees of sanction over the last, X number of years, but certainly since Donald Trump, the whole use of economic terrorism is going to a new level. So for sure, it's in the interests of all of these nations to band together and to create an economics hub that is not reliant on the U.S., that's for sure. In fact, the whole world has to start doing that. The ransoming of the world to the dollar's whim is not a good situation, and I think even countries like China are coming in on the act. Focusing specifically on this this situation itself, it's clear that the Turks and the Iranians have got lots to sort of come together on. And the Sochi Astana processes in terms of Syria and settling Syria have been crucial. They're really now bearing fruit. We're seeing the results of all of that. And we're seeing that, you know, this constitutional committee and the formation of this committee, which has been agreed upon by these three nations, is one such bearing of fruit. But also in the economic sense, this high-level delegation, which is going from Iran to look at cultural, political, and economic ties, and to see how they can counter U.S. sanctions is, I think, a very, very good thing.
And how do you see prospect of relations between Iran and Turkey? They should have relations and good friendly ties as neighbors, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Turkey and Iran share so much culturally that's in common. I mean, regionally, they are the two great powers, regardless of what's happening in the Arab monarchies. The fact of the matter is that Turkey and Iran, historically, in terms of empires that have existed in that region as well, in terms of language, culture, it's quite clear that they are far more evolved than the nations like Saudi Arabia, which are creating actually more conflict. And I think it's been a mistake by Erdogan, certainly in Syria, where he jumped on the bandwagon of the imperialists and the Saudis, etc., and actually tried to overthrow the Syrian government, a legitimate Syrian government. They failed. Now he's got to come to terms with that fact that he made major errors, and I think it's never too late to turn the corner, because what was the result of Erdogan's mistake? It was that 10 million people are displaced and hundreds of thousands are dead. That was because of siding with American policies in that region. The US's policies in that region are not sustainable in the long run. The US has got its own economic crisis, which it's going to struggle to tackle over the years. The Middle East needs to come together, and the Muslim countries particularly need to create an economic bloc of their own. That's the logical conclusion.
Thank you for your comments, journalist and political commentator Said Abbas joining us from London.